Hi, Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and welcome to another Rank Success podcast. And this podcast is in relation to a decision that's recently been made by the new Chief Constable of Devon and Cornwall, Chief Constable Will Kerr, KPM, OBE. And he has made a decision, or the force has made a decision, ultimately to allow sergeants who are in the current promotion process to go through to MPPF's National Police Promotion Framework Stage 4 without the need to complete what was normally planned for them, which is the operational briefing and the interview force promotion board stage as normal. It's quite an interesting decision. It's a decision well within the remit of forces and particularly chief constables. You know, you may think that some of the officers that benefit from that, if not all of them, are lucky. And that's an interesting word, and I'll touch more on it later on. But essentially, preparation is about, you know, being in the right place at the right time. And if you want to talk about luck, then Seneca said that luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. So with that in mind, I mean, each of the sergeants in this process, every force needs to have the right balance of supervisors. I recently interviewed another Chief Constable, Lee Freeman of Humberside, who said that the culture of the organisation is underpinned by the quality of your first line supervision. So this kind of decision is really important, and it's well within the kind of parameters, I suppose, of promotion selection processes. And I've seen quite a few, and I've written some blogs for, if you're not aware already, I've written some blogs around the postcode lottery of force promotion selection processes, because it depends what force you're in, at what time, and going for which rank. It will depend what process, what selection process you will face. So whilst on the face of it, it's quite straightforward getting promoted. If you look into the details between different forces, it can be different. But this podcast is about the recent opportunity that candidates now have, or the recent kind of benefit they now have to go through. So having expected to be able to sit a promotion board imminently, so they were all expecting to face a promotion selection board, including an operational briefing and a promotion interview, based around the competency and values framework, the CVF. They now don't have to, and the decision has been made that they can go forward. And that's a decision that's been made in relation to delivering the high quality of service for communities and providing a stronger leadership, given that Devon and Cornwall, like many other forces, have a less experienced workforce. Part of that is as a result of the uplift, but generally there's a lot of younger officers in, and the balance, if you like, the critical mass of officers with lots of experience, like with other forces, is moving on and changing. So some of those sergeants that I'm talking about now, I know that some of them, because I've spoken to them, I've helped them, I've had conversations, I've had phone calls with them, have gone through a temporary selection process anyway. And they did have a full application to do in relation to the competency and values framework. So when you look into the detail behind decisions like this, and they've happened in other forces at other times, when you look into the detail behind this, there's actually a real integrity in there. There's actually, yeah, there's some luck for the officers that benefit from decisions like this. But chief constables make decisions like this to make sure that the force gets what it wants. And it's one of the things I always say to promotion candidates is, you know, even if you do well on a promotion board, and even if you, you know, if you do good, you know, you're not necessarily going to beat the people who are better. And if you do better on a promotion board, then you're not necessarily going to meet the people who are the best. And every chief constable has the responsibility to select from the best promotion candidates available on the day. And whatever you think about it, in turn, there are lots and lots of views on this. Whatever you think about it, there isn't a holy grail for selecting candidates. There's lots of ideas being bounced around, and some forces are looking at different processes at the moment, including the Met, who are looking at, apparently, according to social media, at you know, potential military type exercises and scenarios. The one thing's for sure is there's always this drive to get the best people. Times change and processes change, and it's right that forces keep an open mind around how they're going to select their best people and support them and develop them. And historically, that just has not happened. And you can read lots of stuff from America and in the UK where generally first line supervisors should be given X amount of hours of basic management support and training. Doesn't happen, has happened intermittently. So some forces, you're very lucky, there's that word luck again creeping into it, very lucky to be able to get a newly promoted sergeant's course or a newly promoted inspector's course, and you get to hear from some experienced speakers, you cover some relevant material that will help you and support you in post. Balanced with that is the College of Policing's expectation that, you know, on the leadership review, that you will be driving at all times and taking responsibility for your own CPD, continued personal and professional development. And I've written blogs on that, which you can go to my site, ranksuccess.co.uk, have a look at. They're quite comprehensive blogs, really, with lots of links to other and signposting and direction to other resources. And food for thought, really, to support and to challenge and to provoke your thinking around it. But you are the engine, if you like, for you getting promoted. No one else. You may be lucky to benefit from a process, as in this case, and some changes to processes, but you've got to be in it to win it, to start with. And all these officers in this particular circumstance were in it to win it. They had expressed an interest to, in stepping forward as leaders. And the force has recognised that. The force has done an assessment of what it needs in terms of how many vacancies there are for first line supervisors this year, and you know what's needed, what's required, and then these officers will go forward to an already established and within an already established process nationally to stage four. So what they're effectively doing, what the Chief Constable's decision has enabled them to do, is to not necessarily bypass, because they've already entered part of a process and there has been an enhanced process to select these candidates beforehand. So they've been put forward and recommended by their BCUs, their area commands, through and recommended for promotion anyway. The force is just saying, hey, we need more people than have stepped forward this year, so we're going to give this enhanced support to these candidates. So the MPPF stage four assessment in post, if you like, for 12 months needs to be on the ball. And again, that's an issue. And you'll see, you'll hear Chief Constable Lee Freeman in my other podcast allude to that it hasn't been got right in other parts of the country, in other forces. It's still an administrative kind of issue, because how do you deal with that? And different forces will deal with it differently. So, you know, ideally you'd have a assessment squad, if you like, of some experienced inspectors or other staff going around and assessing candidates in post, in role, in their job. But what do those assessors do for the rest of the year? Are they a kind of mobile squad pulled together to go around the force? In bigger forces, there could be more work for them to do. But in terms of how candidates are assessed in that important stage before being confirmed in the rank is it's an issue, it's a challenge, but it's something that forces are trying their best to do to honour the commitments within National Police Promotion Framework guidelines and rules. And ultimately what you want at the end of the day is you want people who are the best they can be, they're striving to be the best they can be, they're actually supervising, managing, leading teams, and they're getting that support that they need at the pinch point, if you like, of assessment, to make sure that, you know, what they're doing is what the organisation wants them and needs them to do, and that they're delivering an effective and efficient public service at all times to the best of their abilities with the resources that they have and that they're responsible for managing. So coming back to this decision, I talked about the organisation getting what it needs. This is a way of the organisation getting what it needs for now. And the force has made an assurance that it's only for this process, it's only for these candidates, and it's only for now. And they clearly reserve the right to address any future promotion selection processes for sergeant and other ranks in the way that they want to do that and in the way that they need to do it, taking on board all the other information that they have available at chief officer group level, and to get what the force needs. But when I say the organisation gets what it needs, if a force needs more more detectives, then spookily enough, when promotion selection board results are announced, many more detectives get through. That's just one little snapshot into organisations getting what they want. The organisation is a entity, if you like, if you think about it in that respect, and it will get what it wants. And I've already kind of talked about it, and those of you that have read my blogs or listened to my podcast will know that, you know, I can say this if I want to. It's only a point for thinking. Promotion isn't fair. It's never been fair. And there you go, I've said it. It's not fair. Those that prepare, those that study, those that go out and research it, and those that are the engine of driving their own ambition, they attack the process with enthusiasm, motivation, determination. They raise their self-awareness about what's going on. Funnily enough, they build their confidence for the challenge ahead as well. So there are different ways of approaching promotion, but I'd be surprised to find people that haven't applied there, you know, all those things: determination, grit, resilience, and motivation, inspiration. You need all the whole package to actually succeed in a promotion selection process, because they are designed to test you. And they test, as I've alluded to, people in different ways at different times. But if you come back to that issue of luck, you've got to be in it to win it to start with, as these officers were. And as Seneca said, you know, luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. Many of these officers are already actually engaged in preparing for their boards imminently in February. So when you take all of that information together, the kind of cheeky headline I might use for a podcast or a blog, you know, Chief Constable does away with boards, as I might allude to for something like this. Once you've had a look at it behind the scenes, and once you've drilled down into the information and the detail, you find out that actually, you know, all is not what it seems in terms of headlines, and that's often the case with mainstream media today. But there is a meaningful process in there that helps the force get what it needs. It helps the candidates on this occasion be able to kind of look forward, no more kind of preparing for a operational briefing, rehearsing for and practicing and researching an interview. Incidentally, if you're listening to this and you are not as lucky as these candidates on this particular occasion, if you're someone who's engaged in preparing for a promotion selection process now, or you want to get match fit ASAP for a promotion selection opportunity, you can download a digital toolkit from my site, ranksuccess.co.uk. Going for sergeant or going for inspector or chief inspector, there's an interview guide, there's some detailed structured examples of what good evidence looks like at the level of the rank. There's lots of information around, you know, how to structure your evidence, verbal responses, options for verbal responses. You know, you can do that anytime. There's a whole load of free information, like these podcasts, YouTube videos on Rank Success YouTube, and a blog. So there's a whole load of free information out there, more than you can shake a stick at. So if you want to hit the ground running, get some momentum going for your promotion opportunity, pop along to ranksuccess.co.uk and you can download them from there. You can come along to a promotion masterclass live, and there are two on my site at the moment that you can book onto anytime you like. So lots of options there for you if you are someone who wants to attack the promotion process this year. One of the things I also wanted to talk about was, you know, Devon and Cornwall are not unique in doing this. They have been quite innovative before in terms of, as I think a couple of other forces were a few years back, probably a decade or so ago, maybe less than that. Where they experimented with promoting people straight from inspector to superintendent. And I know that a handful of candidates benefited from that and have made the most of it, because I think at least two that I can think of straight off the top of my head are now ACCs. So again, you know, when you look back to that, you know, why did that happen? How did that happen? How did that come about? Well, you know, they can do that if they want to. Rank skipping, if you like, if you can call that rank skipping, is an option that is used in American police forces. So if you've read the book, so if you go to my Reader's Corner YouTube videos, there's some recommended reading there for you if you're a promotion candidate. It's always difficult to find, well, what do I read, Steve? You know, where can I find information? You'll find on my YouTube channel some reading recommendations. And one of those is Turnaround by Bill Bratton, the former Commissioner of NYPD Police and California Police, I think, and the New York Transit Police, I think. So, and he talks about rank skipping in there. Probably a little bit easier within the structures and the legal framework in America to do it. But they promoted people from sergeant through to assistant commissioner. And I know that if you're interested in reading books like that about the experience of other police forces, which I would recommend you to do anyway, you will find it really, really interesting. I did, where he invited, when he needed to kind of really turn around the performance in the force, he invited all the captains and lieutenants and majors in and asked them all, you know, tell me about your ideas. How would you lead? How would you deliver for the public better than what we're doing now? And he had them all in again 3 months later, and he promoted them all two or three ranks above. And there's the keys, there's the car, there's the office. I love what you said, now get on and deliver it. So in one way, it's a very refreshing approach that forces can do this occasionally. But there are also, as I've alluded to, lots of people who are angry, bitter, frustrated, bemused, confused when they come out of a promotion selection process. Lots of times because they didn't put the work in. They didn't raise their awareness enough, they didn't build their confidence enough, and they didn't research enough what that process was about. And all of that can be done. And if you want to have a look at the people that have done it, whip across to my site, ranksuccess.co.uk, have a look at the testimonials, or check out the Google reviews, and you'll find officers in their own words describing how helpful things like this, me, what's the time now, it's 10 to 5 in the morning, no, 10 to 6, sorry, in the morning, and I'm up early and recording this podcast. There's lots and lots and lots of free information, as I've said, that I've sat down and written, sitting down now and recording, or I sit in my conservatory and share some food for thought, all for free. It's either the ramblings of a madman in my dulcet Brummy tones, or it's helpful. And a lot of it is helpful for candidates. And this is just one of the reflections I've got, having heard about the good news that candidates have received in Devon and Cornwall yesterday. So, as I've alluded to, it's not just Devon and Cornwall. The Met are reviewing their process for promotions. And all of this is work that's ongoing, along with delivering a service to the public. Frameworks, don't be surprised if frameworks change again. So at the moment, the current show in town, if you like, is the Competency and Values Framework. As successful candidates over the last few years know, I always encourage people to look at other frameworks as well, so that they understand and they can get to see and realise that it's all smoke and mirrors. At the end of the day, integrity, honesty, fairness, respect, those kind of values, those kind of principles, the code of ethics, what the code of ethics says and lays out, the NDM, all of these things are the rocks, if you like, that are still there when the waves of new frameworks start smashing against them. So there's been the policing professional framework previously, the integrated management framework, the Metropolitan Police have had other frameworks, the Metropolitan Leadership Framework, the Metropolitan Performance Framework, now they've got the CVF. Different forces take the CVF, spin it around, a bit like Batman, kapow, zap. And before you know it, you've got the CVF, but it's been rebranded, tweaked by a force, and you've got different values. If you do the, my approach is, if you do the work to values, the introspective work necessary before a promotion selection process on values, it doesn't really matter what the differences are between forces in how they espouse the values that they want from promotion candidates. As I say, some forces are reviewing it. There are options like rank skipping, which have been tried before. The organisation always gets what it needs. All these candidates in this force had already been through some form of selection process anyway. They've just benefited from a little decision, or rather big decision on this for them, on this occasion. And the force is reserving the right to for future promotion processes to be determined, as they will do. So it's in flux at the moment. It's still current, it's still ongoing, but for these particular candidates it's been possible because of the enhanced approach to the process, by which these candidates were supported already. So as I say, they'd already done some temporary application and interviews, and the number of candidates they needed was probably less, or the number of candidates that applied that are in this process probably less than what the force needs overall. So you know the thinking might be, you know, why are we going to actually decimate those candidates and end up with a problem when we can actually support those candidates and put them in post. Now the other side, the flip side of that, which is really interesting, is what they're alluding to there is competition. You know, they would normally have more constables come forward than they can promote. And if you're listening to this in a big force like Greater Manchester, and incidentally I've just written a blog, an open letter to Greater Manchester inspector candidates, if you're listening to this, the word competition is something, or the theme or the topic of competition is something that's often overlooked, massively so, by candidates because they're too engaged in the process. For those that do think about competition, they're more worried about what other people, their peers and colleagues, are doing than what they can do themselves. So if you're listening to this, you can't influence or affect what anybody else does to prepare for a promotion process, but there's a whole load you can do to get yourself match fit. And I've alluded to some of that with, you know, downloading right now as we speak now, and action's the whole thing around that. Take action in your own interests, move yourself forward immediately, hit the ground running, download a digital toolkit bespoke to your rank that you're going for, so sergeant or inspector, chief inspector, hit the ground running. There's a promotion masterclass video with me, suited, booted, that you can download for 4 hours. You can watch, stop, start, replay, make notes, and really raise your awareness and build your confidence ahead of whatever promotion selection process you've got. But competition is a big word, often overlooked by people. So, you know, as I was talking about earlier on, if you're going for promotion with a kind of flying by the seat of your pants kind of attitude, then you may end up crashing and burning, as lots of people do. And some of the questions you get asked on promotion boards are stunningly simple. Really simple, and yet if you haven't prepared for them, you want the world, you know, the ground to open up and swallow you in an interview scenario, and the work could have been done and arguably should have been done beforehand. And as I say, I always encourage promotion candidates to commit to a depth and breadth of preparation the likes of which they've never done before, so that you can walk into a promotion board, you know the process, you've done some rehearsal, some practice, you've thought it through, you worked it through, and you're ready to answer, or as I encourage people to say, to respond to any questions that a promotion panel choose to ask you. And they're there to ask that question, and then they shut up effectively. They ask a question and they're quiet. The next 5 or 6 minutes is for you to fill. That's actually a lot harder if you haven't done any work. And yet so many people I speak to, they're generally the ones who pick the phone up to me afterwards or email me afterwards, and I've had a load this week as well, saying, look, I need to go back to the, you know, I need to go back to the drawing board, I need to go back to square one, something's not right. It's either not right with me, it's not right with the force, but actually I have tried my best and it hasn't been good enough on this occasion. And people that I did not expect to go through these boards went through. And I like that. I mean, not I don't like the fact they were these individuals were unsuccessful, but I like the fact that those people who quietly in the background determined prepare to that depth and breadth of preparation, and they're the ones that walk out of promotion boards unexpectedly promoted by their peers and colleagues. They didn't expect to hear that they were promoted, and they would have put their money on, if it was a betting game, lots of other candidates who are currently acting, temporary, well-liked, well-respected. Well, you've still got to cut the mustard on the day, and that's just the way it is. So coming back to this force, Devon and Cornwall, I'm sure this has happened and been replicated in other forces from time to time, and it probably will be in future, because, you know, not everyone wants to step forward into formal leadership positions. If you do that, you are choosing to step forward into and be promoted into a volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous world. So you need to be able to cut the mustard in that, and it's not what some people think, it's a lot of other things. And that lot of other things is something I'm more than happy to talk about, and which I cover in my services and products. Okay, so I, for one, am quite encouraged by this decision. It's quite good for forces to do this. It certainly sets a cat amongst the pigeons for some people. It demonstrates flexibility of thinking and approach. And it meets the needs of the force, essentially, and the communities, which is what it's all about. So every chief constable's job is to deliver an effective and efficient police force, and in this case, this is part of doing that. So all these candidates will be up for, if you like, postings and starting a new approach on the national assessment, MPPF stage 4. So quite exciting times for them. They've benefited from this decision. It's a massive relief, I expect, not to have to go and actually sit the board you're expecting to sit, but you are going forward into a supportive process to hopefully help you learn and grow and develop as a supervisor in post, and I'm sure that the force will wrap themselves around candidates in doing that. All the support, all the standards, all the criteria should be met in this process. It's a challenge for the force to do it. The force obviously is experimenting with this. It's a fairly easy decision to make. Individuals have benefited from it. But if you're listening to this and you're someone who's not going to benefit from that, and you are looking at a promotion opportunity, or you're thinking about it now, and don't forget, you know, if you're listening to this, and you know people who are going for promotion on your team, so you may be an inspector, for instance, listening to this, with sergeants and constables on your team who are going for promotion, and they all get a chance, I think, this year for the College of Policing to do. They get two chances at the sergeant's exam and two chances at the inspector's exam this year. So this is only going to kind of continue, but hopefully that will get the cohorts up, if you like, but it'll also get that competition raised. So, you know, where you've got many more candidates than you have positions available, you know, ergo competition. And some people are not prepared for that aspect of it. So just because you pass the exam, just because you are determined and motivated and enthusiastic, doesn't entitle you to get promoted. And I sometimes see or pick up around that, feelings around that. You just get a ticket. When you get qualified for promotion, you just get a ticket to get on the bus, a ticket to ride, if you like. It doesn't get you a bypass ticket through a board. And as I say, just coming back finally to this issue, neither does it mean that for these candidates, because all of them entered the process in the mindset that they were in it to win it, and this is just a turn up for the books in their favour, and good feelings, I suppose, all round. So before I sign off, just a reminder, if you want to hit the ground running, you can do that at any time. Pop across to ranksuccess.co.uk, and I will be back with another podcast in due course. Until then, take care and stay safe.